Good morning to each one of you, and greetings in Jesus' name. I do covet your prayers. As I share from God's Word, it brings some sobriety in recognizing that this is the truth of Christ. Our roadmap to salvation, God's Word written down for us. And so as I share as a needy creature myself. And the title of the message this morning is one that is assigned for the Southern Fellowship meetings next month. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So you can be turning to the 23rd Psalm. We'll be reading from that here today. But in start here, what do you want? In thinking about the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, what do you want? And oftentimes when we think of something that we want, it is something physical, something material, something that we can actually put our hands on, but sometimes our wants go farther than the physical. Because we as beings are constantly in want of something. Some of our wants are obvious needs, and we cannot do without. For instance, we are in want of breath. It's an involuntary need, but if we do not have breath, we are in desperate desire to have that breath. Many of us, when we go without food, we are in want of food. And I know, looking at me, many of us could survive on quite a bit less. But also, the way God created our beings, we are in want of worship. We are in want to fill this void within our being. And we will worship something. Whether it be God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it be ourselves, whether it be some material thing, whatever it is, we will fill that void with some type of worship or activity. And that will become our God. But in referring back to some of the basics, many of us want the basics of life. We want a godly spouse. We want a nice home. We want a decent job with decent pay. Many of us would like children, a solid church. And you could fill in the list way further than that, because I don't know what all your desires are, what your wants are. But we live in a world that is calling for our attention. And as we have these ads, whether they be on our phones, in the newspaper, on the radio, or in reading material, we have ads that bombard us with the allurements of things that will satisfy some of those wants, maybe some of those we think needs, maybe something to improve our health, to make us more money, to dress to impress, to have a nice car to spruce up our property, to enjoy the good life. But as Christian people, we need to remember that we are strangers, that this world is not my home, that we are just passing through. And even though as Christians we have the same basic needs as those around us, we have some of those same hopes, some of those same wants. We have a hope within us that far exceeds any physical need or even want. And as Daryl shared in his devotional, and I appreciated what he shared. It tied in so well. Because if we are guided by the Spirit of God, the hope that we have within us, the Spirit that we have within us, is going to change our desires, our wishes, and our wants. So reading from Psalm 23, very, very familiar song that is memorized by the Christian world over. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, as we look at this psalm, I've chosen out quite a number of words as a word study to kind of bring it a little closer to home. And in the very start of this psalm, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And so my question to you is that a declaration that you personally can make? Is the Lord your shepherd? Because if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not have wants. And this word want means to lack, to fail, to lessen, to decrease, to make lower. And so it is basically saying, if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not lack. You shall not fail. You will not decrease. And God has provided so much for us. And yet we are often in want of more. 2 Peter 1, 4 verses there. It says, "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. Those that have obtained like precious faith. He says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ." Grace and peace be multiplied. "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And as we look at those verses just a bit, we have grace and peace. And I don't know about you, but when I experienced that life everlasting through coming to the knowledge and faith in Jesus Christ, a peace filled my being. A type of peace that I had never known before. And he says, grace and peace through knowledge of Jesus Christ, through God the Father. And it says, He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through this knowledge. And then He gives us exceeding and great precious promises. Think about that word exceeding. Far above, more than we can ever expect or imagine. But He gives us exceeding great and precious promises. And then it says, He has shared with us a God-like or a divine nature. And it changes our being. It changes our thought life. It changes our wants. And through that God-like nature, through that gift of the knowledge of faith in Christ, we escape decay. We escape ruin by moral influences, because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Verse 2 in Psalm 23. He says, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And as I looked up the Greek in that, the Hebrew language gives a word picture of a four-legged animal, cow or sheep, lying with its legs folded under in soft, tender grass. And the word for pasture means home. It means habitation. It means house or a pleasant place to be. And I know that many of you all have seen a cow or sheep or other animal that chews the cud, maybe a goat. You've seen them lying in a pasture. And I can just imagine seeing on a beautiful day like today, a cow that has been up grazing since daybreak, and the sun comes out, and they go lay down beside the creek, and they fold their legs, and they lie in the soft grass, and they close their eyes, and they chew their cud. It's a sign, it's a symbol of peace, perfect contentment. And Jesus, God, depicts us as sheep, finding that pleasant place of contentment. Psalm 23, the last part of that verse, He leadeth me beside, verse 2, the last part, He leadeth me beside the still waters. This word leadeth means to run with a sparkle, to flow, to protect, to sustain, to carry, to feed, to guide, and to lead on gently. And the words still waters mean a repose, a peaceful abode, something that is comfortable, quiet, an easy resting place, something that is just still. So I want you to picture in your mind, as I think about this picture, I see the creek that runs down through Granddaddy's pasture there below the store. It's got some pasture on both sides, and the creek quietly meanders down through the pasture. And I can picture in my mind sunshine on that soft grass beside the sparkling stream, a quiet resting place, no stress, no worries. And there have been times where I've taken our children and some of the grandchildren down to that stream, and it's a quiet place. It's an enjoyable place. It's a place where you want to be. And God wants to lead us into this place of peace and rest. And He wants us to feel at home there. Ezekiel 34, several verses there, it says, For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. See the contrast between that soft pasture with the sunlight shining in? And I will deliver them out of places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture and upon a high mountain of Israel. And there shall be, let me back up a little bit. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the mountains of Israel shall be their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong, and I will feed them with judgment." The picture of God gathering in His people. And He says He will bring them out from the different countries into their own land and will feed them. He will cause them to lie down. He will seek those that are lost and bring back those that were driven away. He will bind up those that are broken and will strengthen those that are sick. And many of us fall into one of those categories. And God desires to bring you back. What is your want? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 3 of Psalm 23. He restoreth my soul. This word restores means to bring back to a starting place. It's the new beginning. It's what I referred to earlier. It's when we come to faith in Christ. It's the new birth. It's being born again. It is the restoring of our soul to God by faith in His only begotten Son. The latter part of that verse, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We all know that God will lead you if you want Him to. And it says here in this verse that He will lead you in paths of righteousness. And that means that God Himself, Jesus Christ, through His Word, through His Spirit, will take us by the hand and lead us. And it says He will lead us in a well-known way, in paths of righteousness. And this path, or this well-known way, is a way of moral and spiritual place of prosperity. And I will say that again. This well-known way is a well-known way to a moral and spiritual place of prosperity. And all of us want to be prosperous spiritually. All of us want to prosper, but we must be willing to reach out our hand, to take His hand, and allow Him to lead. In Psalm 25, it says, "Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths. Lead me in Thy truth and teach me, for Thou art the God of my salvation. On Thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, Thy tender mercies and Thy loving kindness, for they have ever been of old. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Verse 4 of Psalm 23. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." We face some valleys along the paths of life. And this word valley means an eroded, narrow canyon with high walls. And I picture in my mind walls high enough that without help, high enough and steep enough that without someone to help, we cannot scale those walls or those sides of that canyon. And it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley that seems as if I cannot survive, this valley of death, I will not fear anything that is bad or hurtful. I will not fear the sorrows or the troubles that come my way," because it says at the last part of that verse, or the middle part, "For Thou art with me." God, through invitation by you, is with you. And He is with me. But we can depart from that. We can choose not to follow. And I know that in life sometimes difficulties come and we think that we cannot go on. But we need to remember that through this valley of the shadow of death, He will be with us and we need not fear. Thank God we are not alone. Through the tough times, He will lead you if we will but reach out our hand. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I find that a little ironic. A rod and staff comforting. When we go hiking, a lot of times, we will pick up a stick to help us as we walk along. I don't know if it's a security, if it helps us keep our balance or what, but it gives us something that we can somewhat depend on. I know that there are some that fear some snakes or creatures in the mountains or along paths. And sometimes it's a comfort to have something that we could possibly defend ourselves. And this word rod means a stick for writing, fighting, ruling, or walking. But it also carries the meaning of correction. And the word staff is to support oneself, or to lean upon, to rest, or to rely on. And as I look at that verse, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Good Shepherd gives us comfort in His correction. And He also gives us support to allow us to rest. And so with that rod and thy staff of comfort, we see the Good Shepherd relating to us. In Isaiah 43, it says, "But now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine." Think about that. If you are born again, if you are a follower of Christ, if you have named the name of Jesus, it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I, the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." Verse 5 of Psalm 23. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." In the presence of any trouble that comes our way, whether it be temptations or people or calamity or anything else that comes our way, it says, this word preparest means to set in line, to lay it out. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." And God has set in line or prepared a table. And that word table carries the meaning that we can pull it to us or push it away. And as we think about sitting at a meal, the things that we love, we will pull it to us. And the things that we disdain, we will push it away. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We can pull things to us or we can push them away. But God is preparing these things to mold and make us in our character. "Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." This word anoints means to be fat, to fatten, to satisfy. And the words runneth over mean satisfaction or being wealthy. So in the presence of any trouble, we pull to us or push away. And God has given us the ability to be satisfied and even overflowing through some of these instances in life. Psalm 27 It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God is with us. We shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." And then the last verse here in Psalm 23. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And we know without a doubt that God's goodness and mercy is ever before us and will ever go with us through life. And it says in this verse that we will dwell, or we will be a child of God and live with Him now and forever as we are faithful. And so my challenge again to you is the Lord your shepherd? And as you allow Him to be your shepherd, to be led by His Word, by His Spirit, we shall not be in want. May the Lord bless each one of us that we may faithfully follow Him, and He will satisfy our wants.